Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome back, everyone. From today, this afternoon, at the show, then, I ran out of time. I had promised to do a guided meditation, and I was trying to get so much thrown into those 15 minutes earlier today. But it's great to be back on the air. It's great to be doing these shows again. So this is a late night show, just 15 minutes long. And this show here is one to do the guided meditation. I do meditation every day, even if it's only for a few minutes or 5 minutes. I try and get in a good 15, 20 minutes. Sometimes I can do that a couple of times a day. My life is so busy every day for me to sit down, do an hour at a time. I can't seem to do that on a frequent basis, but I try at least once a week to be able to put some extra time into it. And you can really do some meditation, just a few minutes a day, even 5 minutes a day, just to let go of everything around you. And as I tell my students, where I teach them on Out School, kids ages 6 up to 14, is that it's all about just letting go of everything that's going on around you on the outside of you, and also what goes on inside of your mind. And so meditation helps you to center yourself back inside of yourself, where everything always feels good and is always nice and calm. Part of us that we want to touch base with, we want to connect with during our meditation, during that downtime. We want to let go of everything that's going on in the world, in our life, in our mind, and just recenter, reconnect with that inner part of ourselves, where we always feel good and where the truth lives. So that when we go about our day or in the evening and we're doing, whether it's working in school, interacting with people, making decisions, is when we connect with that inner part of ourselves, that wise part of ourselves that knows the truth, we will come up with the answers instead of being bombarded by everything that everyone else is saying out there. And everything that is being shoved in our faces from social media and the news and the radio and people talking. You know the truth inside of you. So meditation is an excellent tool to be able to keep in contact with that part of yourself. So go ahead now. I'd like you to get in a very comfortable position. And it doesn't matter what position that is. And I tell my students the same thing. You can be sitting up, lying down. You can have your feet propped up. You can be bunched up with some pillows and propped up with pillows. It doesn't matter. As long as you are comfortable. And some people that are strict as far as adherence to posture, they might oppose this. But I say it's better to be so comfortable where you are going to be able to not pay attention to your body, but instead, pay attention to that inner part of your own self where you connect when you are doing meditation. So go ahead and get comfortable now. Make sure that your phone is turned down and the television is off, radio is off. I mean, if you want to have some soft meditation music playing in the background, that would be nice too. You don't have to, but you can do that, certainly. And make sure you're in an area where no one is going to disturb you. Turn the lights down low, so that it's just soft lighting and no noise and just a relaxed body. Some people like to meditate with their eyes closed and some with their eyes open. I tell my students, try and do it with your eyes closed, because this way you are not distracted by things in the room, things that need to get done, something on the wall, the light catching your eye, anything, a car driving by through the window. This way you're paying attention to you again. So go ahead in your most comfortable position, and whether you have your eyes open or closed, what I want you to do is go ahead and take in a nice, slow, even, deep breath. Hold that to the count of three, and slowly let that breath out Well, in your mind, you tell your body, very gently, relax. It's safe to relax now. Go ahead and take in another slow, even deep breath in. Hold that breath to the count of three. And again, very slowly, let that breath out. Well, in your mind, you tell your body, again, gently, relax. Go ahead and take in one more slow, even, deep breath. Holding that breath to the count of three. Then slowly letting that breath out. Once more, telling your body to relax. Now what I want you to do is picture yourself in your imagination that you're walking down a path. And as you're walking down this path, take a look down at your feet. What are you wearing on your feet? Or are you barefoot? Continue walking down your path. And up ahead is a white, fluffy cloud. Go and walk up to that cloud. It's hovering right over your path. This is your cloud made especially for you. Go ahead and lie down on your cloud. Settle in and get comfortable. Your cloud begins to very slowly, very gently, and very, very safely float down up to the sky, only as high as you want it to. And as you're floating on your cloud, it begins to shimmer with relaxing energy. Your body begins to absorb this relaxing energy, filling you up inside. And the more you absorb, the more relaxed you become. Above you now is a brilliant, bright white sun shining down on you. Its rays are warm and gentle on your skin, and it feels good. Your body begins to absorb this brilliant sunshine, filling you up inside. Until you are completely filled, so that you too are now shining just like the sun. And the sunshine is overflowing out, cascading down all over your body now. You are completely immersed in this brilliant, bright white light. Your cloud begins to very slowly, very gently, and very, very safely float down through the clouds, closer and closer to the ground. And as it does this, you become more and more relaxed. Your cloud is now hovering over the spot where you began. Get up from your cloud. Tell your cloud, thank you. And begin walking down your path again. And as you're walking, take a look down at your feet. What are you wearing this time? Or are you barefoot? Picture yourself inside of your home. standing there. Your whole body that is shining like the sun begins to radiate further and further out from your body, this brilliant, bright sunshine filling up your home. Each and every room in your home, and everything in each and every room. And it fills up everyone who lives in your home, including any pets. They too become filled with this brilliant sunshine until it is overflowing through them, and they too are shining just like the sun. Just like you. Give a message to everyone. Tell them, I love you. Thank you. And watch how they respond. What do they do? What do they say? Go ahead and join hands with everyone. And if you live alone, picture your family and friends. And have them filled up with this brilliant sunshine and give them that message instead. And now, while you're holding hands, all in a circle, and everyone is sending their love to this circle. To the center of the circle. And now imagine the planet Earth in the middle of the circle. And everything and everyone, all species, everywhere. All foliage, water, the soil, everything, the air, is absorbing this brilliant sunshine. And now, project out to the center, and everyone who is with you will do the same, the feelings of unconditional love and acceptance. And the whole planet and everything and everyone in and on it absorbs this and fills them up as it fills you up. And everyone in your circle begins to send that feeling of love and acceptance through their body, down their right arm, through their right hand into the next person, and the next person, and the next person, and through you, and yours travels out from your hands to the person next to you. For we truly are only one. We are all connected. Marina Lieros Naples. This is the Meeting Ike series, Blog Talk Radio Show. Thank you for joining me. Be sure to tune in next week and have yourself a fabulous week.